Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
It's an initiative sneered at by many as ill-conceived and ill-timed, but also praised by some as life-changing and the reason behind improved health and better sleeping patterns. But what is Dry January, and could it become a custom in the U.S. as it has for our friends across the pond? Dry January is a campaign attributed to Alcohol Concern, a British charity whose stated aim is to discourage and protect people from excessive drinking and its associated risks. Though it became popular only in recent years, Dry January has been around for a long time, since 1942, in fact, when the Finnish government attempted to persuade its citizens to observe what they called Sober January for a month in the midst of a war with the Soviet Union. Dry January, as the name suggests, is a month where participants forego alcohol. January is a popular choice because it's the start of a new year and comes after Christmas when most of us have spent the holidays overindulging on food and drink. But it's also why most of its critics refuse to observe it, claiming that January, with its post-Christmas blues, is the worst month to stop drinking. And what about the effects of Dry January? They are just as controversial. While some participants and doctors claim abstaining from alcohol can have a positive effect on mood, sleep, and energy, psychologists warn that it can actually induce feelings of sadness and suggest...
Number 77. Which country first introduced alcohol-free January? Number 78. Why do Dry January critics dislike the choice of January? Number 79. What does the speaker say about doctors and psychologists?